And Vincent Gelosso of the Economic Institute, do you think this would be a good move for consumers, or do you think that, as Mr. Gio was suggesting, that some people in the regions might suffer?
Well, it would be the best move for consumers, actually. My colleague has mentioned that, rightfully, that prices in Canada are lower. It's true. They are lower. But the gap right now is way smaller than it used to be in 1998 when most of those countries began liberalization and privatization. In fact, the German case you're mentioning, in 1998, we had 50 more, the price of a stamp adjusted for inflation was 54 cents more expensive in Germany. Now it's only 18 cents. In the Netherlands, where privatization has also occurred, it was 21 cents. Now it's 3 cents. I mean, we shouldn't care about how expensive it is right now. What we should be caring is the general trend of price. And when there's liberalization and privatization, we've seen huge decline in prices. 17% drop in Germany, 15% in Netherlands, and 11% in Austria. That's consumers would gain. And the report that is mentioned by my colleague is true. It does mention that a lot of Canadians oppose privatization. But the same report also mentioned that productivity is a problem at Canada Post, and the question is not about reducing or increasing the wages and quality condition of worker. Productivity is about getting bangs for your bucks. It's not about making people work more. It's about getting value for our money. And where there's privatization and competition, it isn't the incentive of a business to actually be more productive. Otherwise, it will offer more expensive services and will lose market shares to competitors.
Alain, do you want to respond? Alain Duguay?
Yes. One thing, when we're talking about productivity, since 16 years now, if we go back, Canada Post was was losing hundreds of millions every year in the past. Now, since 16 years, they're making a lot of profits. And even in 2009, where there was a financial crisis, they made a record of profits of 281 million. The law says Canada Post has to, the people don't have to pay for Canada Post. It should be able to pay for everything. And it doesn't say it has to make profits. We gave more than $1.4 billion in the last 15 years to the government and the profits to Canada Post. About the new machine, we know our work is it will be changed in the next years. And that's why in the negotiation, we're asking to give new services, to be more aggressive on the parcel delivery. We think that we should have more delivery. It's not normal for the environment that 10 companies, private companies, deliver some mail on every street in Montreal and in Canada. We think the last mile of these parcels should be delivered by Canada Post, and this would be great for the ecology. It's a world preoccupation, ecology, and we think that Canada Post could be a leader in that.
Well, if I might add, Alain raised a very good point. In the late 80s, Canada Post did start posting a profit for the first time in its life, even as a government department or even a crown corporation. That was a huge feat. But it's kind of hard to not generate profit when you don't have any competitors. I mean, I would be disappointed if I didn't have competitors and I couldn't manage even to post a profit. Competition, and that's where we're actually paying for those profits at Canada Post, through higher prices. If we've seen price declines as we've seen in other countries, and we're not seeing them in Canada because they're set to be raised until 2014, that means we're paying for those profits through higher prices. So in a way, it's a backdoor tax, because we're preventing consumers from gaining from competition.